This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There are, give or take, 40 nominees for high-level jobs in the Biden administration moving through the Senate confirmation process right at this moment. That's out of about 1,250 who are going to have to be Senate-approved, so it's going to take a while. In all, a president has about 4,000 political appointments to make all through the federal workforce. And once they are all in place, they're going to be joining colleagues who've been through a lot the past 4 years. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer picks it up from there.
President Biden started trying to shore up federal employees' morale even before his inauguration, sending a video to the federal workforce in early January.
And I know this transition was a little more challenging than usual, to say the least. I commend you for your professionalism, your honor, your integrity.
Parts of the workforce Biden inherited from former President Trump were decimated. Max Steyer, head of the Good Government Group Partnership for Public Service, has been keeping track of the brain drain.
In 2019, there were many agencies that had seen upwards of 12% of their workforce go away.
According to partnership data, during the Trump administration, the full-time workforce at the Office of Personnel Management, basically the government's HR department, contracted almost 55%. The Labor Department down almost 12%. Then there's the Agriculture Department.
The research organizations at the Department of Agriculture were moved with a terrible process to the Midwest, and upwards of three-quarters of the employees didn't go.
Andrew Crane Droche was an economist at one of the two research arms ordered to relocate to Missouri. He refused and quit. He was working on climate change models at the Agriculture Department. Crane Droche says that's exactly the kind of analysis the Biden administration will need to implement its sweeping plans to combat global warming.
Without in-house experts, you're left asking industry, and industry is certainly going to give you an answer that's going to benefit industry.
Biden's plans to monitor industrial workplaces are also affected by gaping personnel holes. Biden issued an executive order the day after he was inaugurated, requiring employers to protect their workers from COVID. But OSHA, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, doesn't have enough workplace inspectors to enforce that. Chris Liu is a former deputy labor secretary in the Obama administration who helped with the Biden transition. He says the Trump administration was slow to replace inspectors who quit, leaving OSHA with the lowest number of inspectors since the 1970s.
As people left, jobs weren't backfilled. So, you know, the lack of inspectors makes it hard to get people out to the places they need to be.
Liu says there's also a lack of top diplomats at the State Department. Vacancies at the Department of Health and Human Services will complicate Biden's plans to shore up the Affordable Care Act. And personnel is policy, says Christina Kinane, who teaches political science at Yale. The new administration will have to scale up staffing to reach its goals. Kinane says Biden does have one big advantage over other incoming presidents, a huge pool of people who are ready to go.
He is uniquely positioned to have a set of appointees who served in the Obama administration just 4 years ago.
Another way to staff up, allow federal employees to work from home permanently. Andrew Crane Droche, the economist who left the Agriculture Department, says he has no plans to go back, but the chance to work remotely would be a great recruiting perk. I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.